of road closure this morning. Preparations are underway for Friday's $200 million test of a U.S. missile defense system. As KCLU's Brian Webb reports from California, the test will use an interceptor similar to those slated for deployment at Fort Greely.
The test will exercise a U.S. anti-missile shield called the Ground-Based Midcourse Defense System. The shield, which became operational in 2004, is designed to protect the U.S., its allies, and U.S. forces overseas against a limited long-range missile attack or an accidental launch. The test will begin with the launch of a missile carrying a Mach warhead from the Central Pacific. Several minutes later, an interceptor topped with an anti-missile kill vehicle will lift off from California. Plans call for the kill vehicle to separate from its missile, home in on the approaching warhead, and destroy it in a high-speed collision. According to Jeff Teeter of the George C. Marshall Institute, an Arlington, Virginia think tank, the interceptor being used in the test is an older variant of the 14 new interceptors that the U.S. plans to deploy at Fort Greely. That plan was spurred by North Korean and Iranian advances in long-range ballistic missiles. Brian Webb, KCLU News.
The state will limit the number of vehicles